take, the best example is your new richest person on the planet.
The Mexican guy, yep.
Well, the Mexican fella who didn't have 2 inches and doesn't run a peat bog and doesn't know anything, nobody's ever heard of him. Where in the hell do you think he came up in the richest person in the planet? All of a sudden, bam, just shows up.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of him ever.
Right.
And he goes from zero, never on the list at all, never even a participant in the world economy,
yeah,
to head of all of it all of a sudden. And now everybody's wanting to lick the bottom of his feet or his rectum or anything that he gets licked, to that point of this whole canter of impossibility. If that's what it takes to get them in the notion that they have the power to be, do, or have anything they want to be, do, or have, then let's just start somewhere. We'll get so busy getting happy and rolling along with it, then you won't have to explain to people where their man is.
Okay, but wait a minute. So you didn't you go, if that what takes, in other words, you're talking about Carlos, whatever his name is, Slim Pickens, he took his own power, is that what you're saying?
He did.
Okay, so, but people don't know that he did that.
Well, but they don't care, and that's not the point. The point is he's in power.
Yeah, he's in power. Now, you're saying they find out there's this guy they never heard of that's in power and or has the most money, and they go, okay, he's the guy, he must have earned it, he must have worked his way up. They're not going to find out that he came from zero or something. I don't, they're not going to get the message you're saying from that demonstration. It's not even, doesn't show them that. It doesn't show them that somebody took his power.
Bob, how do you go from never, ever, ever?
I don't think people know that he went from nowhere. They figure, oh, he had all these companies before and he worked his way up.
Yeah, he's a giant telecom holding.
Yeah, he has a background.
Mobile outfit, Mexican tycoon.
I don't know how he became number one, but he was a contender. So how
did when? When did he become a contender?
Well, when he had those companies before he became number one.
Well, great. Why has not a person heard of those companies up until now?
Because we're not Mexicans.
Yeah, we're not reading
the U.S. is so U.S.
Wait a minute now. Everybody's fighting to get out of that country because there ain't 2 nickels in the entire country. Is that in pesos that his wealth would be gained in? Do you understand that whole split of that realm? That'd be like the world's richest person and having lira. It'd be so many lira, it would...
Okay, wait a minute.
The point you're making?
Yeah, what's your point? That lira is more powerful than the dollar, and he's got a whole bunch of lira, so he's the most powerful, or pesos, he's the most, because he's got pesos.
No. The point is that if you look, historically, all those companies put together would have put them just about what Lee Iacocca would have drawn as his pension package when he left Chrysler.
Okay, so I just think China propped him up. Is there something like that?
Why would that? How could they prop him up and make him the richest cat going?
Because they measure. Did you see the picture in the news today? Obama bowing to the Chinese president, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the news today. Obama bowed. Did he bow?
He did.
And did he? In other words, those that are Americans who object to that, they're seeing an action that happened. They may not understand why, but they're seeing that Obama did bow, correct?
The master requires the servant to bow.
Wow. And so what, why?
Yeah, you heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the master requires us. And so from that point of view, China's in control and even Obama bows. I mean, does the Chinese want him to do that so that sends a signal to the world? Is that real?
No, they're actually offended by it because they don't want to be known as the master yet.
Okay, yeah. So why did he do it then? Why did he offend them?
He's afraid.
He doesn't know the protocol. He doesn't know what they're up to.
Well, they tell him the protocol. The sitting president of the U.S. doesn't bow.
Yeah, he doesn't bow.
They don't bow. You don't. That doesn't happen. You can, you know, sort of nod your head. You can take their hand. You can make them embrace them, as long as their culture is not offended by that. But you don't get on your hands and knees and bow.
All right, so he did that because he knows he has nothing. He's glad the Chinese appear to be propping up the dragon. You know what I mean? He can see it. And he appreciates it.
Foreclose it. Right? He doesn't appreciate it. They're fixing to foreclose it. He just spent $700 billion that he don't got.
Okay, so I liked all that in the reference to the cold fusion thing, Carol. You get more and more abundance than ever. Obama is showing we live in cold fusion by money because he just said, here, we can make as much as we want.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually...
And if JW's position is getting real easy here, if nobody's going to get it, you can't get a question answered, and you can't understand anything, then fine. We'll quit talking about it and we'll start doing it. And then you can come have a seminar and say, figure out how to get your own power, and then you can do, be, or have whatever you want to be, do, or have. But otherwise, if you're still going to spend the rest of your days on planet Earth looking for your man, good luck with that.
Right, but the even our client, no, we'll do that. But back
yeah,
to, I don't, I'm not sure, what, okay, so the Chinese, the Mexican guy just, it's like I hold a press conference tomorrow and announce I'm the millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire guy. That's what he did? He announced?
No, Forbes does their annual billionaire list. And Bill Gates was second, and Buffett was third.
Well, how did this guy, if he has no money,
because Buffett and Gates lost billions, so they just fell a bit.
Right, but why?
He was never, ever, ever, one time ever on the list before.
Right.
How did he get?
Okay, you made your point. He's never. So how did he get there? And you're going to say he took his own power, but how did he do that? What?
That's what we're trying to get you to do, too, Bob.
Right. I'll hold a press conference and announce that I'm...
No. How's that worked for you so far? It takes you 40 years to get that crap through. No, Bob, let's make it easy. Let's get it down to the point where you come into your power and then everything just flows to you.
Yeah, but see, this guy, he's trying to get his power through money or something.
No, he's not. He didn't even ask to be.
Well, how did he get his power, J.W. Miles, or Ian, just Miles, tell us how he did it. This is not being clear what you're saying.
Well, he intended it, and it showed up.
When did he start intending it?
Apparently, 9 months before the article came out.
Okay, he intended to be. So, Carolyn, you don't understand this. I mean, we go to the great dark.
Good, so you're screwed, so happy trading.
Yeah, he's just
come on.
An example of someone who wanted something or and
he
created
didn't care.
It.
He didn't care. Well, how did he do it?
It doesn't matter.
We do.
Here's how he did it. He had a thought, and then he didn't push against it, and he realized he had non-physical that was not a symbiote host. It was one.
Okay, well, he did what I did. And you could say it took 40 years, but I did it, and I created the alchemy of all history with Ion. So he didn't do
Great.
As much as me.
Great. And he doesn't care.
That's his problem. He should care. He should get...
Why?
Then he can improve his power even more. He can learn how to refine it.
Oh.
Redefine it. Do the oneing process.
We think he doesn't mind where he is.
Okay. Wow. The guy came from nowhere. Well, how did he do that?
We told you.
How? He took his own power.
No. He stopped having a symbiote host relationship with his non-physical.
And that made money flow to him?
Well, it made everything flow to him.
So, and then he applied to the 418 group, and the 418 group says, okay, we've got to have some out there who keeps the attention off us, so let's have as the most rich man in the world. We'll get some Lee Harvey Oswald guy to take the flack as the richest man, and this guy, he fits the bill, put him out there.
No.
Okay, that's not what happened?
Nope.
Well, what did he do? I mean, he's not really the richest man in the world. The quadrillionaires are.
Well... Then how did they elude Forbes, who combs the planet for everyone?
Because they stay invisible. No one can. They don't allow their amount to be known.
Okay, so that's why your artifact then becomes very handy if you're trying to give an illusion beyond your place of power.
Beyond your place of power. You have a place of power, and you say you use the artifact to distract from the fact you've got all the power. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they use it for.
They use the stone to make you think that's the source of power.
Right, and not their source of power.
So the whole thing about the scone is interesting, but I should ignore it because it's got nothing to do with me taking my power.
No, very delicious if you want to use the scone.
Use it to distract people? See, there's two different meanings maybe here.
Elude the visible, yes. Indivisible, yes.
No, you said elude the visible?
Yes.
Elude the visible. and delude the invisible. You know, you said something, but you're not repeating it.
Indivisible.
What? But what's the indivisible? What's the verb before? Elude the visible and something the indivisible.
Makes the control of the power indivisible. All the power then looks like it's coming from this hunk of rock. Well, it's indivisible because of the actual power is with the human creator.
Oh, why do you bring in the word indivisible? What's indivisible?
Because it's indivisible, indistinguishable between the power that comes from the crystal that you're licking and then...
And the individual.
Power. Yes.
Okay, it's indivisible, but the individual makes sure you don't know that because it gets you looking over there and not at the individual.
So many times, perfect, yes. If that's your desire, perfect, no problem.
The relationship between you and the stone is indivisible if you can get people thinking the stone is the source of the power.
Mm-hmm. You can use the power in the stone, but then you'd have to be a powerful creator to be able to do that, though, wouldn't you, Bob?